Will pleased to come out of that game 5-2 victors. It was a hard game, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had to work for everything tonight. So it's the kind of game that most of the guys certainly enjoy playing in. We had to battle, as I say, for literally everything. So to come back from 2-0 down and get the 2 points was really pleasing.
Was there any doubt when you went two behind?
No, it was, you know, we went two down early enough in the game. I don't think we were playing too bad at that point. Maybe we could have been better in certain areas, but we know we've got the depth and the quality, and it's quite often it's shown this year that with these ENL teams, they've got some good players, but they've maybe not got the same depth that a team like us have. So we know that the closer it is, the later into the game, you know, the better position we're in.
So that's all games undefeated so far in the league. Is there much pressure, do you think, on the guys to keep that record going?
There's pressure, certainly. Obviously, you know, we know we're one of their favourites, and we're relishing that. I think we've proved that already, that the pressure's not really affecting us. We're going out there and doing whatever we need to do to pick up the points, and there'll be no doubt rough patches in the season, but we know, and we've got the experienced guys in there, that, you know, if and when that is to happen, you know, it's not going to cause any major problems.
Because you did it again tonight without Alish Padalak in the lineup.
Yeah, I think maybe he's just suffering from an illness. You know, it's obviously always a shame to be missing a guy like Paddy, but we did what we needed to do, and yeah, we no doubt missed him, but we did everything that was needed.
And you scored probably one of the best goals of the evening.
Yeah, I think it was a goal that it didn't really matter how it went in the end. It was just that time of the game, a one goal game. It was just nice to kind of put a bit of distance between us and them.
I mean, that was an assist from Lee Jamieson. Is it rather funny to be having those assists when for so many years you've been sort of combatives on the ice?
It is. Me and Jamo are store mates. We've had quite a few laughs about, you know, some of the battles that we've had over the years. But he's certainly the kind of guy that you hate to play against. But when he's on your team, he's obviously great to have around.
Have you always been quite friends with him? Was it only this season when you've been in the same team?
No, to be fair, me and Jamie hated each other, playing against each other. Obviously not on a personal level. We didn't know each other, but we certainly, you know, he's an MK guy through and through back in the day. And I've been, you know, here for so many years now. I class myself as Peterborough through and through. So that rivalry obviously played out on the ice. And yeah, we got into some battles and probably said some things that we shouldn't have said to each other. But certainly it's all in the past. And, you know, we're enjoying playing on the same team.
Speaking of playing against opponents, Damien King in goal, former Peterborough Phantoms netminder. Did you have any words tonight with him?
Not during the play. I spoke to him this week. Me and Damo, you know, we played a few years together here, and we're still good friends. So it's always strange coming up against a friend, but at the end of the day, you put that aside for the 60 minutes, and then no doubt I'll go and see him in the bar now and have a drink together.
I thought he did well deserved for his Man of the Match award, I thought.
Yeah, he's proven himself over the years. He was a good goalie in the EPL. I think, you know, what cost him a spot in the EPL was the change of thought from a lot of coaches and going down the import route. But certainly as a British goalie, and that's obviously what all of the teams have this year, he's certainly one of the best in the league.
Can you keep it going tomorrow against the Streatham Redhawks?
Yeah, why not? I think we've proven that whatever challenge is put in front of us, we're up for it. It'll be another tough game. It was a 5-2 game, fairly close game last time they were here. So we know that we're going to have to show up. We're going to have to play the right way. And there's no doubt if we do, we'll be able to pick up the points.